Sunday Linder at the Iditarod checkpoint. You're taking your 24-hour layover. You're in pretty good position coming into, you know, you're the second into Iditarod last night.
Well, that's because everybody else is taking their 24 somewhere else, so means nothing.
And explain why you say that it means nothing.
Well, it's pretty hard to figure, because if somebody's parked for 24 someplace and you get here 10 hours ahead of them, you're still technically behind them. But I did it because I like to give this 24 later in the race, and hopefully that'll mean something up ahead.
So it means a little. You know, yeah. I mean, getting here...
But on paper, if you're looking at the race, uh-huh. It's not quite what it seems.
Right. And I guess
we're
that's...
a day ahead.
And explain that logic of taking your 24-hour later further down the trail. That means, you know, heading up the Yukon, your team's, you know, a lot more fresh than the teams that were...
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
It's not really seemed to be working that way because of this warm weather. Because the team, it automatically doesn't look fresh just because it's so warm, you know. But hopefully inside them, they're feeling pretty good.
And talk about the trail a little bit from Takotna over. It sounds like you guys had a little bit of everything heading in here yesterday.
Oh, we did. But mostly it was hot. I mean, I think the coolest was like 40. And then when I finally had to shut down up there for a while, it was like 52. So, I mean, that's pretty hot.
Do you ever remember a warmer time?
Well, I remember going across here warm. Yeah. 1981 was warm. 80 was warm. Mm-hmm. But we stopped a lot more then. I mean, it took, 15 days or something. So, yeah.
How are your dogs doing right now?
They're doing okay. I'm dropping two that got Pete, one of my favorites. He's just a little tight in the front end. And, you know, he's old. He's been racing for 7 years. So, he should be on the couch. I should be on the couch.
Now, I was just talking with Lance, and he was saying that maybe there shouldn't be a 24-hour layover anymore, and maybe it should be broken up into two 12s, and that might be more beneficial to the teams. What's your thoughts?
It's been kind of a discussion ever since they started it, because 24 is a long amount of time to sit, and sometimes different people feel different things. I mean, sometimes you end up with a dog injured just because he sat for 24 hours. You know, he might have had a little tick and it turns into a cramped muscle. But then, you know, well, somebody else, it might happen at 12. So, I don't know. Uh-huh. That's the way it is. I just do it.
Right. Uh-huh. And heading out of here tonight, mm-hmm. Knowing you're going to face the Yukon River, knowing you know, it's going to give you whatever it has. What's your thoughts on the 8-hour layover? Are you willing to comment at all as to where you're going to be taking that?
Well, I'd be taking it. It's going to depend on conditions. Either Chagluck or Grayling, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's real hot, you know, have to see kind of where it is during the middle of the day and stuff.
And so, conditions meaning, you know, Chagluck or Grayling, you'll...
If the sun comes out and it gets real hot, that's the time to be parked for 8 hours. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because I don't know how long it's going to take to get across here, because obviously we're not crossing at our fastest speed.
Okay, and when are you going to really size your team up and size yourself, you know, with your competitors and heading over to Kel-Tag, over to Uniloclete? When do you really say, like, okay, this is what we're going to need to do to really make ourselves?
I don't know if I ever do that. I mean, I just kind of drive my team. I mean, if they'll keep going, that's fine with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you really just run this race your style according to what your dogs are telling you.
Yeah, and I may kind of schedule up and then within about a half hour of it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that it hurts having these long, slow runs. Back when you're putting your schedule together and it was 40 below, you're thinking, yeah, I can crisp right across there.
Yeah, right.
But that's the way it is.
Well, you always seem to enjoy yourself anyway. You're always smiling at the checkpoints anyway, and you seem to enjoy this.
Yeah, something's the matter with that. I know. Oh, I do. I mean, it'd be pretty bad to be out here still after... Well, I've been racing for 40 years, so 40 plus.
Right.
So it'd be pretty bad if I had been doing all that, not having any fun.
Well, thanks so much, Sunny, and sure. We'll definitely see you down the trail.
Okay. Thanks.
Sunny Linder at the Iditarod Checkpoint and reporting at the Iditarod Checkpoint. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.